Between a rock and a hard place is where Sydney's Mayor Council found themselves at an August 18th council meeting, faced with a crowd of residents angry over a proposed emergency weather shelter for Sydney's unhoused. The dilemma council faced: whether to amend a zoning bylaw so that an emergency weather shelter could potentially be placed at Wakefield Manor, a senior living community. After a passionate discussion, council and mayor voted 4-3 in favor of moving the Offical Community Plan, OCP, and zoning amendments forward, and directed staff to advertise for a public hearing, where the community will have its say before council makes any final decision. We're talking about 8 to 10 days a year that we will help the people that need our help on the streets as a requirement of being a town in this province, said Mayor Cliff McNeil-Smith. That's what we've been asked to do. Wakefield Manor is one that fits the bill right now. It's the best solution we have. Some residents who spoke before the vote were adamant that it was the wrong place, and criticized the consultation process. Wakefield Manor residents should have been consulted from the beginning, many said. Local Diane Waller described Manor residents as afraid of the prospect. This is their home, this is not some hotel. One resident, who emotionally described that she lives in pain every day, expressed worries that emergency shelter guests would affect her sleep and bring the smell of marijuana into her room. "Please don't do this to us," she said. Staff, council, and Fire Chief Brett Mickelson, who leads the town's extreme weather response, tried to address the public's concerns and explain why Wakefield Manor was ultimately found to be the best solution, while emphasizing the decision is not set in stone. Mickelson highlighted a clear need for more shelters in the CRD after Victoria Council pleaded with other municipalities in late 2024 to help ease the load. The city of Victoria was bearing the brunt of trying to shelter basically the entirety of the unhoused populace in the CRD, he said. The CRD found 1,665 individuals experiencing homelessness in 2023. With only 322 emergency shelter beds available across 12 shelters in the region, primarily in Victoria, at that time. Why Wakefield Manor is being explored? Mickelson and staff spent 7 months searching for shelter options in Sydney, but were restricted by requirements. The shelter must be funded and approved by BC Housing, operated by an NGO out of a space they agree to operate out of, and comply with fire and building code regulations. Those eliminated many churches and public sites. Wakefield is unique in that its residents come through BC Housing. It is operated by Beacon Community Services, which is partnering with the town on this project, and ticks all regulation boxes. It also has a distinct community room, with washrooms, a shared kitchen, and a separate entrance at the back, that can be completely separated from the rest of the building, meaning limited, if any, interaction with the residents. It is a space that is commonly used for other community purposes such as fire department and Beacon Community Services programs. Council was divided after an extensive debate, split on whether Wakefield Manor is the right place, with Counts Richard Novick, Scott Garnett, and Chad Rintoul opposed to the motion. At the end of the day, for me, I can't get past the fact that this is somebody's home and they've spoken. They have the right to feel safe and secure in their home. Whether that's real or perceived, it doesn't matter, it's how they feel, Count Garnett said. The mayor joined Counts Sarah Duncan, Terry O'Keefe and Steve Duck in supporting the motion, while expressing empathy for concerned residents. "If we don't approve this, I don't see it happening, at all," O'Keefe said. "What I'm afraid of is that members of council are making decisions based on fear of something that might happen, and there's no evidence to support that." Based on staff's research and meetings with other nonprofits, she tried to assuage fears that there would be drug use on the property. "People are cold and just want to come in and sleep," she said. The mayor emphasized that the plan is that the operation of the emergency weather shelter will not impact anybody. "It does not impact residents in the building or the other uses that take place in the building, it doesn't impact the neighboring residents," he said. And that's what council is seeking to accomplish.